First off, Mayor, morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. You know, other than it's tax day and I'm a little surly.
That too shall pass.
This too shall pass for 364 days.
That's right.
Or biweekly as I look at my pay stubs and they start to pile up there as well.
That's right.
You know, Mayor Conrad, I can tell you, since I met you, I've been watching closely what you're doing with your town, and it looks like you are a very busy person, and you're making great headway on a long list of items. Let's start with item number one. Last month, you needed a new police station. You got it done.
Yes, we did. We opened, we had a ceremony a few weeks ago. When I came to Benton as a mayor, when I was appointed mayor, elected mayor, I saw that the needs for the police station were in a real old building that was a mess. So, you know, we just sat down with some people and drew up some plans, and we got it done. Some exciting news, and you're the first one I want to tell this. This is a great relief. We're traveling today to Effingham, who donated us a canine dog. So we're going to start a canine unit here.
Good.
Which is a big deal.
A very big deal, and for a lot of different reasons. First off, those dogs that come at a premium.
Yes, they do. The dog is costly. So the dog is a year and a half old, and it's a beautiful dog. And we were thinking about names, you know. So the name I'm going to come up with, I'm going to suggest, I'm not going to say it's going to fly, but I'm going to name it Tom Miller, you know. So just think, as the news media says, Tom Miller chased down five dopers and chewed them up last night and put them in jail. So isn't that great?
We just do Miller. Miller's good. Go get a Miller. That's good with me, by the way. And to have a dog named after me is the highest honor you can be afforded in my world.
Isn't that the truth?
Right.
Things are great here. We're working together. When I was elected mayor, the first meeting I told the guys, I'm going to pull you guys out of the 60s, you know, and the looks they gave me was just priceless. But the council has worked with me, and they've been supportive, and I'm just dragging them through this process, and then we're doing a good job.
Once upon a time, I'm at Carterville at the fire department, and I meet a fire truck salesperson. I've never met a fire truck salesperson before.
Yes.
And I start asking him, which is, you know, what this does. And then I start asking him about the price. Good thing I was at the fire department so they could use the defibrillator.
Yeah, me too. There's a sticker shock to it.
Isn't it?
Ordered a fire truck and the guys, which we need. It's our anytime you have first responders, and if you don't upgrade them on a daily basis, you're really putting them in harm's way. So that's the main reason we got this fire engine. You know, it's for the citizen safety and it's for the first responder safety, and that's a big deal to me, because I always tell the two chiefs that we have in town here, don't get hurt. You know, do your job. You know, I'm going to give you the best equipment you can have, and they are the best in the state of Illinois, and I mean that. They're great.
Well, what are we talking about? $750,000, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Like I said, sticker shock, you know, when it gets into this. But see, here's the other point. There may be a subtext that eludes people. You look at what you're trying to accomplish. It's primary functions of city. What I see as the primary responsibility of government. The government's gone into a lot of areas in this country where it did not have any business. But we're talking about community safety, whether the police officers have the equipment they need, whether the firemen have the equipment they need, because, you know, these are not impulse buy. You don't order one of these up because you got a five-story building on fire. It's too late. You got to be
exactly
ready when the time comes. But it seems to me when you are leading the community and the city council that you're working at the primary responsibilities of government and reinforcing and getting those lined up and ready to go.
Yes, you know, I mean, you have to be a visionary, and that's why I tell people, if you want to be a good mayor, you've got to be a dreamer, and this is one of our dreams. You know, I mean, we worked hard at this, and we do a lot of research, and it works. It's something that I found that works, Tom. If other mayors want to listen into this, they're welcome to, and I think they'll agree with me. You know, you got to be positive and think out of the box. You know, you can't think of what's going to happen next Tuesday. You got to think of what's going to happen next Tuesday in 10 years.
Right.
You know, you just have to be a visionary. And we've got a lot of volunteers in Benton. And one thing I keep on hammering when I give talks to people, you know, you cannot depend on the state of Illinois for finance anymore. You know, we all know the position the state of Illinois is in, and just leave them alone and let them work out their problem, and we have to take care of ourselves. So that's a philosophy we have, and it's working, Tom.
Yeah, and the immediacy of that. Springfield, you know, not known for its immediacy in anything. But you also have this other aspect, and that is regionality and communities cooperating. And in this case, I would point out as evidence for that statement, West Frankfort's recent donation to help you restart an ambulance service.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Jordan and I are the mayor of West Frankfort, and I have been friends for years. And when he put that message out, I could have run over and give him a big hug. I mean, it's amazing what that does for us, you know. So, and we've got the guys that are trained and will be trained in our training. We hope to start the protocol and start the first date of service on June the 1st. And emphasize this, we have an ambulance service in town already, but this is a backup ambulance service, you know.
Okay.
We have three running ambulances that is from Abbott's Ambulance Service, and they do a fantastic job, but we've got so many variables in this town. We've got Wren Lake. You've got the Interstate 57. You've got catastrophes that could happen, and Abbott's cannot handle them with only three ambulances running. So this is a backup service for the community and for the citizen safety, and we've got it covered.
Now, here's a question about the airport. Should that stay in place? Do you want to use it for development somewhere in between? Because I know you're waiting for a report on the activity to help judge how busy the airport and what function it fulfills for your community. What's the plan there, Mayor?
Yeah, actually, the airport will submit their yearly report for the 1st of May, and we're going to sit down, and we've got some guys in there that have to analyze what we can do with the airport. You just can't shut an airport down, you know. You have to... How it works, the FAA gives you, awards you certain amounts of money. And over the years, they've awarded us almost $10 million. If you shut that airport down, you've got to pay them back, which is, you know, we can't do that.
Right.
So the best thing to do is take what we have to, you know, look into the future, to have events out there, to use it. We're looking into a couple local universities or junior colleges, and maybe start a flight school out there, which would be fantastic. And we've got all kinds of ideas on the table, but we're waiting for a report to come back from the airport board to see where we stand.
I'm kind of a fan of general aviation. I kind of grew up in a Cessna 150 myself. And from a standpoint, if I'm mayor, here's the thing that I read a lot of aviation magazines, and I'm watching the sales of general aviation craft, and they're dropping. People can't seem to afford it.
No.
Now, when you and I were younger, we would see these, you know, that people aspired, especially country boys who grew up on the back of a tractor and looked up in the sky all day off the back of the tractor. They wanted to go flying. Right.
Yes.
And you saw that happen in the Midwest. And that's when we built these airports 75 years ago.
Yes.
And, you know,
this is so accurate and so true. And times change. So we need to change with them and use it to our advantage. And hopefully something turn around. It's not hurting the city to have an airport out there per se, but it may impede some of the progress that we want to start out there. So we're going to have to work through that and work around it. A couple of things that we've done just recently, we hired Rachel Gartner, which you know who she is.
I know Rachel, yes.
And she's our communication coordinator, and she's helped me with the marketing ideas and things. And we've got a great staff at City Hall. And, Thomas, you know, if you don't have a good staff behind you, you're in trouble.
Very quickly. You know, and you're doing new logos. I mean, you're doing a lot of different things in that area, representing. Because you actually said something a moment ago that I don't think we should have glossed over. Coming to the realization you cannot look to Springfield for answers anymore. We have to be increasingly self-reliant with a lack of money, which requires us to be more creative. You know, necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes, and the symbol, the new symbol we have for the state, for our city, the new logo, I call it the symbol of progress, and that's exactly what it is. It's what we've done the last 2 years and what we're going to do over the next year, coming year. So, all I can say is that to be a mayor, you have to be positive and you have to be outgoing. I do this 24/7. I love my job, and it's fun. It really is.
And even the challenges can be fun. It's interesting.
Oh,
once
gosh,
you come to a certain level, even the challenges, once you learn how to rise above it and say, it's not my fault, but it is my responsibility, it allows you to dig in and get at it, doesn't it?
Yes. I've got a finance commissioner, his name is Dennis Miller, and he's a great guy. you know, I'd be the path down to his office asking for this, asking for that. And he says no more, he says yes. But we both laugh like, hey, well, I'll be back, you know.
That's right, because you take keep swinging at the ball. That's
yes.
Right. Mayor Fred Condrats, can't tell you how much I enjoyed your time this morning, Mr. Mayor.